The Sentai Review, episode 134, Kamen Rider Blade. So, we're back to Riders. And we're back here on another Wednesday for YouTubers, and for us it's a Saturday when we record this, but... Yeah. And should we do the whole thing about the what's up info again or not?
Technically speaking, I did say that I need to let everybody know that if they haven't gone and jumped onto the What's Up Fandom Night channel, like, and subscribed to that RSS feed, that they should, but seeing as how I said it in the last episode, and this is, you know, 34, like you said, I mean...
Yeah, it's going to be the next week, so they probably should have, so...
Yeah. Because, I mean, technically speaking, you guys know that we record this shit in batches. I mean, don't get me wrong. With Bill basically being gone on, like, mandatory overtime, regardless of whether work tells him to or not, basically, we can record any episode whenever the fuck we feel like it.
Yep.
So, I mean...
So, around the room, Scott Action Jackson.
Seth Lovell Sario.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
And more contact info.
And a kitty.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right guys, I'll leave you alone.
Okay, so we are on to Kamen Rider Blade. Once I get things adjusted.
Kitty.
I'm working two mouses at the same time.
Yeah.
Mises to pieces. Okay. All right. Kamen Rider Blade.
All right.
And, of course, with most Kamen Rider lately, it's been forms within forms within forms.
Hold on. Let me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 forms and then, like, 4 co-op picks. Okay, whatever.
And then 2 verses, but we'll go into Kamen Rider Blade himself first.
Fuck, three subfolders.
Yeah.
Good thing I've got a kitty to play with.
First, let's go into the ace form for Blade.
Shall I? Never mind. I've been making that joke all fucking day. I'll leave it be.
Okay, ace form. First pitcher.
Trying to think of what logo it is that's right there on the side of his chest. I mean, I know that's supposed to be like a rivet hole for like the screw that they put through the metal plate, but
yeah,
it's not Adidas. It's one of the other.
Well, at least they still got some bug eyes still. So
yeah, I'm glad that they got the bug eyes on him.
Next, and might have to zoom in on this one.
I don't know, I'm slightly unimpressed with this guy. I mean, the shoes and the fucking shin guards look alright, the knee pads are pretty okay. You know, the belt looks alright, the fucking... I'm digging the spawn cuffs that are going around his leg.
I think for me, the only part that I'm having an issue with is the spike coming out from the helmet.
No, I don't mind the spike. I think it's the chest that's throwing me. Like, everything else about this dude to me kind of screams Spawn, and with me being a big, giant, huge Spawn fan, I'm digging on it. It's just the fucking chest piece, man. Like, I don't know, there's something about it. I'm not digging on it.
Is Shane not digging on it, too?
I don't know, he's busy over here staring at my pussy. I had to make the joke at least once.
Next!
I think he supposed to be some kind of, like, maybe like a beetle?
Possibly, but I wouldn't know which one he would be. Of course, then again, the fans will correct us. You dumb motherfuckers not knowing Kamen Rider! Watch the fucking show! That's coming. Calm down. It's coming.
We'll get there. We promise.
Yeah, he's got Blade here, so that's...
I don't have a problem with him. He's not the most fantastic looking one I've seen, and he's not even close to being the worst.
Stronger.
Oh, shit. I just noticed it on the gloves.
What?
He's got the, what do you call it? The It's a specific type of glove for self-defense, like the lead weight things.
Oh, the weighted gloves or something like that?
No, there's a specific, I want to say it's referred to as metal shot, which you can get to actually go like around your knuckles.
Is that
so that way, then when you hit, you actually hit harder than you normally would.
Is that a spade?
Yes.
It is an ace form, so.
Ace of spades?
The ace of spades! Rip Lemmy.
Next.
And of course, you would bring up another dead guy. We're sitting off camera fucking and you're debating, has it really been 10 years since fucking Batman? I mean, you know, Heath Ledger died and everything. And I'm like, yeah, that'll be on, let's see, Monday. Because it's the 20th and shit. You were like, fuck, it's been 10 years? Oh, look, they're bringing up more dead people. Yeah. What's with you and dead people?
I saw the spade and ace of spades and...
Oh, I figured it was because your old lady called, and from the sound of the conversation, your sex life just died. I win.
No. I guess that's an ex.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I like this dude. He looks cool, but he is really uninteresting.
That's actually kind of weird, because usually if they're really cool...
Yeah, usually if they're really cool, like, we're all over them and everything, but this dude, he looks cool. It's just, it's kind of, like, uninteresting to
he
me.
He doesn't.
The problem is we've come across too many uninteresting guys.
Well, to be fair,
yeah,
he also doesn't stick out.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
he
doesn't look more normal.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's exactly it.
His color scheme alone, dark blue, silver, doesn't really stick out.
A little
much.
Bit of gold, couple spots of red. I mean, yeah, that looks.
I mean, his eye, obviously his
course.
Eyes stick out the most because red, yeah. Big red eyes, they stick out. But he doesn't. But other than that, he's not a bad design.
Yeah,
like he actually does look pretty decent.
Yeah, because the only other thing that I'm noticing that's like sticking out, especially in this photo, is like the fucking bangle on his wrist. Like, that's it. Everything else, and I guess the belt. But considering the fact that he's a fucking rider, the belt always stands out.
Yeah, I was gonna say his wrist thing here reminds me of the thing from the Yu-Gi-Oh series where they have the stars in the Duelist Kingdom.
Yeah, like I said, his wrist bangle. Yeah.
Next. He's got a bike.
I don't even care if it's a derpy looking bike. He's got a bike, which makes him a rider.
Yep, he's a rider.
I mean, all of it looks pretty alright. I mean, like, even the tires with, you know,
I'm trying
as
to,
ridiculous
his,
as those
does,
kind
does,
of look.
Does his bike have eyes, or is that just...
I don't know.
It's a design thing with the headlights, because my old wrestling mask... Basically, if you change the yellow where the headlights are to red, it looked like that. Only, of course, the mesh that there was the black meshing, because it was basically those were the eyes on my old Lucha mask.
That I mean, it's a solid bike. There ain't nothing wrong with it. I like it.
All right, and then that's it for the Ace mode.
Oh fuck! Hold on. Thing and no, go away. I don't need you right now. Podcast app. We already know what episode it is.
Okay, tabulational device up and running.
I'm going to give this guy... I'm going to give him a 3.5.
I'm going to 4.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with Scott. He's to me, he's a 4.
Yeah.
So, this motherfucker right here is a 3.833333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333 8 point, and then just kind of hold that, or 3.8, and then just hold down the 3, and then just be like, what the fuck, Seth? And like, fucking, anyway. But yeah, so he's basically, he's a 3.83.
Okay. So next we go on to the jack form. Ace, jack.
Yeah.
Are these fucking cards?
Yes. Yeah, it's playing cards again.
Cards.
Okay, come on, be cool, be cool, be cool, be cool, be cool, okay. be cool.
Jack form.
I'm sorry, but the more you're saying that, the more I've, like, Pulp Fiction is popping in my head. Just be cool. Or no, not fucking.
He has a,
something else, but
he
yeah.
has a cape.
Yeah, he's got a cape. He's got more gold on his chest piece.
He sticks out a little bit more because now his face, his helmet has gold.
Yeah.
He does stick.
Yeah, that's true.
I like it.
And that's assuming that this is cape and not just, like, wings or something
some,
like that.
Yeah, well, maybe yeah. another picture might give me a... Yeah.
Let's see, next.
No? Oh?
Oh, wait. Let me zoom in, concern this thing's different. It's kind of both. It's kind of both capes and wings.
It looks more like a cloak type thing.
Yeah.
I like it. Usually when they have form after form after form, it tends to get tiresome.
Yeah.
But as long as the forms look cool.
I think there's nothing wrong with them when there's like a little bit of a change and a little bit of a change.
Mm-hmm. You mean not have, oh, this is my new form. I switch my arm out. Oh, look, I switched my leg out. New form.
Yeah, yeah, those are little changes that get obnoxious. Like, if you do, like, bigger changes.
Bigger changes?
Or at least something that's, you know, more significant. You know what I mean? Like, okay, I'll put it to you this way with Zoids.
Next.
Everybody knows the Liger.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, oh. Yeah, that's kind of cool.
He's got mercy wings.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, now that you say that, no, I don't like it anymore. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Sorry.
Kind of looks like, you know.
For all them Overwatch fans, he's got some. He's
that's
got
another
some
thing we were doing before recording.
He's got some
Overwatch
Mercy stuff. Fans wings.
I don't know. I think it looks more like the Hylian crest from Legend of Zelda. Like how the wings look, like mm-hmm. the feathers in the wings. Like that's what I immediately went to.
I like. I do like it. At least it's not just a cape thing. It just
yeah.
It does something.
Yeah, exactly.
Next,
and he can fly.
He can fly, and the wings aren't upside down.
So he's not a rider. He's a flyer, common flyer.
He's both.
He can fly. He can fly. Shoot him down.
I like it.
Is that it? Yep, that's it that's it for the Jack form.
I'm gonna give that one a 4.
I'm going to switch with you, 3.5.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go... Actually, no. I'm going 3.7.
As you guys go down, I go up. Huh.
3.7333333. So he's a 3.73, so that form is 0.1 less than the other guy.
Yeah. Well, now we got...
So far, Ace is winning.
Well, now we got a King form.
The yeah. King form.
Come on, kingly, be kingly. Yes.
A
little too much gold?
Now what? He sticks out.
Yeah. I'm done with this guy already. He just
Is that
just,
like some kind of scarab thing in there or something?
It might be. Oh, that might be what he is. He might be a
scarab
Hercules
beetle.
Beetle.
It's a very good possibility.
So he's more of a big, bad beetle.
Beetleborgs.
Anyway. No, I didn't forget what I was saying about fucking the Liger and fucking Zero Form and all that shit from...
And yes, mm-hmm. it's another card yeah. show.
Oh, yeah!
Using cards on stop on top of being about...
So he wants to... Sorry, I'm doing Morse code. Sorry.
Enemies can beat your ass. It's time to pull out the playing cards.
And play 3-card bullshit. You'll never lose then.
I don't know. I like him. I know Next. That gold makes him look a little tacky.
Oh, no. It's not the color scheme that I'm not digging on. It's just like, he went from being like basic and simplistic to now it's like, here, look at this, and look at this, and check this out. And how about one of these, and look at these,
least.
And look at my self-lacing Nikes that are all gold-plated because I'm a rich cocksucker. And
but
it's like,
at least when he got different forms, he did look different.
Right.
Not just a color scheme.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And that's what I can respect. If you need to have form after form after form, look different.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't.
But
my base form, I wear black. This super form, now I'm wearing red. Nothing else has changed, just red.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Next.
I like that weapon.
There we go.
I was about to say, you can't, like, do the mouse wheel to zoom in?
No, the mouse wheel changes, so.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
I like the sword.
Fair enough. See, that's what happens when we use other programs.
I like it.
Yeah, the sword's interesting.
Yeah. I like him. I like him.
I don't know why, but I'm getting an odd, I want to say Soul Calibur. Like,
yeah, that's here. Actually what I was about to say. It kind of looks like Soul Edge. Or not Soul Edge, the actual Soul Calibur itself. Yeah, because Soul Edge is the evil one.
It has an eyeball.
Yep.
Next.
Although I wouldn't put it past him.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That looks like a scarab.
Yep.
Yeah, with the.
I mean, I'm not a bug expert. But if I had. I don't know,
because like if you look at the chest, it's kind of got like the pincers, like it's a Hercules beetle. But
it could be a Hercules beetle,
or not a Hercules beetle, more like a like a dung beetle. But then
he
it's
comes
got
off.
The, on, it's got the thing in the chest that's got the.
I can zoom in on the card, maybe.
No, because the card is. The card is in Latin. Evolution. Yes. Oh God.
What?
Evolution is a mystery! Oh. Sorry, more Lemmy. What, you didn't like Evolution? Triple H and Ric Flair and Batista and Mr. He Hears Voices in His Head, hashtag out of nowhere Randy Orton before he got good?
You're talking about the best member of Evolution.
Yeah, after they split.
It's
kind of like the Beatles when they were together. All right, they did some shit. And then after they all fucking split, like the only one left that's actually worth a damn anymore.
Yeah. I didn't have a problem with the Evolution group, but I liked Randy Orton.
So, King form.
Yeah, 4. I like it.
He's up only slightly. 3.6 for me.
I'll stick with 3.7.
Yeah, divided by the 3. Oh, good, it's a new number. 3.76666667. So, 3.77. Because we round up.
Because
I'm glad to be an American where I do what I want, motherfucker. Can't remember. Oh, I remember what that was. I was fucking watching Anime FMK over off of Team 4 Star Bento. And they were like, yeah, I know the fans have told us that we should do it this way, but I'm an American. I do what the fuck I want. I was like, hey, I need to steal that for our show, because it's the fucking truth. We do what we want.
Well, the King...
We love you guys, but...
Kamen Rider Chalice? Am I reading that right?
I don't know. My eyesight is -150 by -150. I'm pretty sure Anna, who's blind, can see better than I can.
We'll go with Chalice. Who's got an ace form and a wild form. Nobody's going to get stabbed here, so don't worry about that.
Wild force.
Anyway, ace form.
No. The wild. The Joker. The big one! Oh, God. Here he comes.
Okay, first one.
Congratulations, sir. You're about to make me piss off the fans because you are so uninteresting. I'm going to sit here and eat my vanilla wafer since I'm sick and that's the only thing I can eat.
At least he's different.
Slightly.
He changed his helmet. He looks different. I don't mind him.
Yeah, that's because he's got a 32 on his chest and he drew the 3 backwards like he's a fucking 2-year-old child.
I was going to say, the design on the bottom part here looks familiar. I just can't quite...
It's probably wrestling gear is probably what's reminding you of it. Because it does look very wrestling-like spandex and tights from the waist down. Of course, at the same time, if you remove the belt, it looks like it's all one jumpsuit.
Yeah.
Next. Which the upper part above the belt kind of reminds me of Legend of Zelda Wind Waker a bit.
Actually, seeing it like that, he looks sick as hell.
Yeah.
He looks sick as hell. I love his helmet.
Those are some antennas there.
Dude, he looks...
I'm wondering if that's from a movie or something, though.
It might be.
Just because I'm wondering if that's more of like an update type of thing. Like,
it could be.
Because no offense, but the
first picture.
Yeah, the first picture looked like blurry as fuck. So I'm wondering if maybe that's just because it was an action shot and this is just him sitting there talking. so it could look a little bit better, or maybe like the camera focused a little bit better, because I mean obviously the background is blurred as fuck. You can still kind of tell it's supposed to be a brick wall behind him, but...
Next.
Oh.
He looks... The more that I'm looking at him, the more I'm liking him.
Yeah.
I think he looks sick.
Next.
I like his bike.
I was about to say, from what we can see from it. Of course, you say that now and then watch, like, the wheels or, like, the fucking, like, giant jumbo ass, like, looking retarded, like, fucking...
Off a Cadillac. What am I hanging up?
No, like, I'm trying to think, like the jumbo, like, wagon that you had as a kid. Like those types of wheels.
Next.
He has a bow. And a card.
Not just a bow. Technically speaking, that bow, by the looks of it, it looks like it's bladed. Yeah.
It is. Like a batleth.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like it's a, exactly, yeah, it's like a batleth.
Oh my god, he's Klingon!
Stab and shoot, Shane. Stab and shoot.
We're throwing all kinds of shit into these writers.
Mm-hmm.
Next. Well, shit, the Magi Ranger, they were, what, the fucking Pokemon, Digimon, Harry Potter, fucking 30 other goddamn pop culture reference Rangers.
Hmm?
I hope that's supposed to be like a... I'm guessing this is like a fan art that was created, so...
Like he saved a little girl's life?
Yeah.
Could be.
I don't know, the little girl looks slightly familiar to me. Like it's it was one of those old school animes, like from like the late 70s, early 80s type of thing.
Yeah. And the design on the legs and stuff looked different here too, so.
Right, but that's just because it's a fan drawing.
Yeah, there's that too, so. Next.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit.
Shane, you picked the wrong time to walk out of the room.
He looks like a genie coming out on this one.
Shit, genie in my dick. He looks like he's about ready to stab a motherfucker with his spider legs coming out his back. Holy fuck, that is awesome. Too bad that's fan art.
Yeah, I know.
Check out that fan art. With his Joker teeth smile.
If he actually looked like that, he gets a 5 automatically.
Yeah, no shit.
Unfortunately, like you said, it's fan art. But the possibilities.
Possibilities. They are endless.
All right, that's it for the...
Because the more I looked at him, the more I liked
him. Ace form, so.
I'm going to give him a 4-5. He does this one I liked.
I'll go with a 4.
3.9. Just to fuck with everything. 4.13. So a 4.13.
So the Chalice's ace form is winning so far.
Well, let's see what his wild form looks like.
Wild form.
Three pictures.
Back to eating vanilla wafers.
Well, he's different once again.
Yeah, he is different.
See, there's another one of those pictures that actually looked like it was more up to date.
Next.
I like his weapon.
That's a little bit clearer.
I like that. Now it's growing on me.
Wait. Is that one supposed to be like a hornet?
Could be.
Looks like it from here.
Could be a hornet.
I mean, it's a wild form, so...
Yeah. I'm wondering if he's supposed to be a hornet or maybe like some form of like a spider or something. But
next. Oh, part of his bow came back, so...
The second picture made him look better.
Yeah.
I like him. I'm gonna have to drop my score a little bit.
The wild form went down for you?
Yeah, so instead of a 4-5, I'm gonna go with just a solid 4.
I'm still at a 3.9.
I'm at 3.5.
Oh, wow. 3.8. On the nosy.
All right.
Moving on.
Moving on. We're on to Kamen Rider Garen. Three forms. Here's the ace form.
Nope.
Next.
Sorry, guys. Nope.
Next.
Nope.
Nah. Well, hold on. Zoom in first.
Yeah, let's zoom in a bit.
For us, because, I mean, you guys at home, you probably see it a little bit better.
Yeah.
No, I take it back, because he's got the arms and the leg things again, and, I mean, you know, he's got the boots and everything.
I don't like that. For me, the color scheme.
Yeah, the color looks a bit
Yeah,
wrong.
The color is a little bit off, but, I mean, really, the only thing that's bothering me is the helmet. Because, I mean, technically speaking, that looks like Mighty Morphin. With the fucking, the way that the diamond is in the center.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the only thing that he's missing is, like, the alternating colors and shit. If they would have made that diamond red, it'd be like, oh, fuck, it's almost Mighty Morphin.
Let's see what they, we got a better picture of the helmet.
Let's see.
I want to see
next.
I can't, I'm sorry I can't get behind him.
Yeah.
Mm. This form just, it...
Yeah, it's everything but the helmet for me. I mean, like, the Anubis head kind of looks cool, but if you're going for the whole, you know, fucking Middle East, or not Middle East, excuse me, the whole Egyptian fucking Anubis, like, you know, Middle Ages type of bullshit, okay, cool. You have fun with, you know, the fucking design and everything on that. Sorry, I had a bit of vanilla wafer stuck in, stuck under my tongue, and it was bothering me, but...
Next.
He
has a bike.
He has a bike.
It's not terrible.
Bike. This is his action figure on a toy bike, so...
Yeah, I was about to say, that's the toy, but yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's not terrible.
Bike doesn't bother.
Again, it's the fucking helmet is the only thing that's killing him for me.
Next.
Oh, wow.
He's got a gun.
That's definitely a dead or alive, you're coming with me, RoboCop gun.
That's a hand cannon.
Actually, yes, I do believe you are correct.
That's
not even a joke. I do believe that would be a cannon for your hand.
That's a fuck you gun.
Yep.
Next.
No, I think that's a fuck you and the horse you rode in on gun.
Hmm. Not bad. I mean, he's not awful looking. It's just there's the other forms were better in my opinion.
Next. Oh, he uses the cards in the gun, too.
Yep. Yep.
And looks like that's it. So.
Okay, listen. He's. I'm going to give him a 3. So far, we've had nothing under a 3, so that's average.
Yeah.
So everything has been average or higher, so that's always a good start, but I fear that eventually.
We're going to start slipping. Yeah, I know, especially since I'm giving him a 3.5. Like I said, that helmet is the only thing that's fucking throwing me. Otherwise, he's not bad.
I'm going 3-3.
3-3?
We'll have to look different.
Weren't you just being difficult not too long ago? It's okay if you be different.
I said you would have to be different.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I know it's hard to do, but like I'm holding a mic and trying to eat and trying to type in on a calculator. So my apologies here. 3.2, 1,000 sixes, and then a 7. So a... Shut up. I know I'm at 15% battery power. 3.27.
So Jack form is next for Garen.
Hey, look. It's the same shit.
Well...
The color changed. Woo.
And he got a cape.
Wing cape.
Oh, yeah.
Probably a winged cape thing. Yeah. Okay, so his color scheme changed a little bit from silver to gold.
Next.
549
rounds.
Are you sure that's rounds? Are you sure he's not trying to beat Vegeta's punch boom on your test your strength machine?
Who knows? That would be cool if he did have 549 rounds and it tells you how many rounds you have.
Next.
So far that cape is just a cape.
Yeah. Next.
Next.
Okay, that looks cool. The toy made him look cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does look cool.
Sometimes the toys help, sometimes the toys destroy.
I think the only thing I don't like about it is still that maroonish color.
Next.
Oh, wow. Okay, never mind. Is that what your cape does?
Apparently.
Okay, that's still the toy, though. I need to see if it...
Yeah. Next. Still the toy, but...
I don't care. I don't care. He actually... He is... Dude, you saved yourself. You weren't going to get anything under a 3. He's getting a 4. I like him. That form was... I think that form was better than the previous one.
Yeah, the Jack form was a little...
A little bit better, yeah.
I'll go with a 3.5.
3.7.
To be different.
To be different. Which is my job, because I'm still sick. 3.73. So a 3.73.
All right.
Which means he's tied in, I do believe, second place, because I still think nobody's beaten first guy ace form.
So king form.
We have a 4.13, and then we have a 3.8. And a 3.83.
Well, either way, I fucking lost track of who won already, so who gives a shit?
This is the king form.
King form for Garen.
Oh, wow. Definitely changed.
I hope this isn't just a toy only, because if that's the case, we might not even score it.
Let's hope.
Next.
Oh, he's sick looking.
I got a feeling with the way it looks like it's just a figure, so...
Oh, but it's so sick looking.
Next.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That just sealed it for me.
Yeah, it's just a toy, so...
I want to rate it still.
Let's give him an honor rating.
Okay.
So, rating off of honor, this doesn't count towards the main tally.
4.5.
Oh, I was going to go 4.7.
Oh.
I would go 4.4.
See?
This guy would have won.
Yeah, this guy would have fucking won if it wasn't just a toy.
Yeah, I love it. I like that.
It probably is more than a toy, but unfortunately, from what all Scotty found, probably was only just toy pictures.
We'll have to actually see the series to know if that's
there's some writers who have forms that are only figures, so...
Yeah.
Anyway, on to Kamen Rider Glaive.
I'm out of apple juice. Okay. And that's the end of those.
Oh, no additional forms. It's just Glaive.
Oh, good.
6 pictures of...
That's the first time in how fucking long now?
It's been a while.
Yeah. All right.
I'll need to see more. I'll need to see more.
Next!
You're not helping yourself, man. Man, I haven't rated any of you guys under a 3. Do not be the first. I need to see more.
Next.
Oh, God, we got Cyclops up in here.
Cyclops, King of Atlantis? Well, he's got the fucking Aquaman symbol on his chest with an A on his morpher, the fucking kingly crown helmet.
He's starting to grow on me a little more.
With the fucking red Cyclops gem in the center of his face, like, BROMP!
He's
taking down Sentinels, BROMP!
He's starting to grow on me a
little
bit. Hey,
Spider-Man, BROMP! Oh, sorry, Spider-Man.
What else we got?
I was going to say, at least he doesn't have a huge bulge coming out. But...
Yeah, you know, if Bill was here, that's what he'd be looking for.
Next.
You realize Bill only does that to make you stare at the Kamen Rider's dicks, right?
Uh-huh. Because I never notice it until he brings it up. He's like, I see his bulge, but God damn you. Now I have to look.
Don't worry, I do it too, because I'm waiting to see if I catch it before Bill does.
Next.
He's starting to grow on me a little.
Take my hand. And
no. I am your father.
Really? No.
Join me, and we will rule the universe.
Next.
Never! Hey, we haven't had one of these in a while.
Yeah. How do you pronounce the guy's name? Or the character's name?
Junichi. Junichi.
He grew on me a little bit. As we went on, he grew on me.
Well, yeah, a little bit.
He's not awful.
That's just because I said Aquaman is your favorite, well, second favorite superhero.
No. I'll give this
of
guy...
Of course he is. He's your second favorite superhero. Your first favorite superhero is Plastic Man. We all know it.
Yes, I like the obscure ones. Now you're my favorite.
You wouldn't want to be Plastic Man, who's constantly turning himself into dresses so he could put his face up in like fucking superheroines like crotches and stuff. Be like, oh, you would so totally hardcore fucking do that, man. Don't even lie.
You know, next you're gonna say my favorite detective is not Batman; it's The Question.
Actually, no. Technically, I was gonna say it's not Batman. Technically, it's Sherlock Holmes because Batman is Sherlock Holmes.
With fancy gadgets.
Exactly.
Three.
Okay, there's three.
Same.
Same. I'm going to be kind to this guy. I'm going to give him a 3.3.
All right.
So that would be a 3.1. And I almost don't
hey,
need, yeah.
Don't it's need fine. To do the it's the guy. The guy did a good job. I mean, he's not bad. He's not bad.
Yeah, like I said, he's a little bit better than average.
Kamen Rider Lance.
Another one.
Oh, hey, another one. Holy shit, it's a trend.
Ooh, he's a different color, but his helmet's diff. Is that an arrow?
Next!
And next.
No, it's a gem, but it looks like an arrow. You look like you're like the villain of him.
Actually, this reminds me of a tenant standing in the rain. It's like, I want to cry, but I can't.
Sometimes changing a color scheme, while some I don't like it, can make a person look better.
I don't know. I'm kind of a little bit partial to green myself, so I mean,
he has a different helmet, so
yeah.
He did change.
Yeah.
Next.
Oh, he has a spear.
No, he doesn't.
Am I seeing that?
See
wrong?
What he has is he has a go fuck yourself stick. It's not a spear. The stick, literally, he could sit across the room and go, go fuck yourself! And you kind of have to do it, because,
because I have been stabbed.
Yeah.
Next.
Shin.
What up, Shin? I don't have a problem with him. I like him a little bit.
Ha! Ha ha! I just thought about that. That's funny. He's Lance. He uses a spear. Well played, designers. Well played.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of well played, apparently Star Trek has a shuttle mission returned for me. Thank you for draining my battery, cell phone game.
So, what do we give Lance here?
3.5.
Yeah, I'll agree to that.
Yeah, 3.5.
Oh, well, fuck. I ain't even got to do basic math. 3.5.
3.5.
All right, next up is Lark? Kamen Rider Lark?
Lark NCL?
L-A-R-C.
You like a craft? And me too.
Hey, another one.
Yep, what? Another one with
for all
no
the game grumps
forms.
Fucking fans.
No additional form, so.
6 picks. Let's see what he looks like. Let's do it. I'm noticing a pattern.
She?
I like it. I do like it. Let's see what we got.
Next.
Could, yeah, I think this might be a woman. Fascinating. I like it.
Well, it's not a good track record for her, then.
Oh. I'm going to leave that one to myself. I'm going to wait to see if Shane notices.
What?
Something that would get them a 5 instantly. From Shane. But I'm going to leave it be.
Next.
I'm pretty sure if Bill's sitting at work watching this. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's female, yeah, because of the photo up there
yep.
at the top. But yeah, if Bill's watching this, Bill already knows the reference I'm going to make.
And she's got a little crossbow here.
Not bad. Not bad.
Next.
Huh. Natsumi.
Natsumi. Lark.
I like it. I like it.
I'm digging on it.
It's not bad at all. It's actually pretty cool. Don't know the reference.
Is that all of them?
I think so.
All right, Shane, go ahead. Score first. What does she get?
We don't get a lot of females.
And especially always, not females that actually look as good as the guys do.
So
most of the females usually get better scores, though, too.
Yeah.
It's because sometimes they can pull it off better.
Yeah.
4.
All right, what you got, Scotty?
I'll go with a 4.
All right, I'll give female zero a 4.5. So she just got a 4.1 bunch of sixes and a 7, so a 4.17.
Does that mean that she wins right now?
Currently, yes, I do believe she is winning.
Zero.
Yeah, you didn't notice she had the zero helmet? Yeah.
Oh, son of a bitch. Yeah. Zero. Mega Man shit.
See, I told you he would have given it a 5, but I wanted him to rate fairly.
I do like Mega. I do like Zero. Got one more before Kamen the co-op picks.
Lee.
Kamen Rider.
Lingle.
You get a terrible name. We're butchering these names. But
two forms.
Of course.
Two forms.
Ah, piss. We broke the trend.
What's the first form?
Ace form. Take me to your Lita.
Next. Yeah,
next.
Ah! Next.
Okay. A little more calm down.
Get that Brainiac Club off your chest.
You thought the same thing I did. Ah, wow. So far, I think he's the weakest.
Well, considering the fact that we had the spade, the diamond, the heart, and now the club, I mean...
We're making up all the suits?
Yeah. The suits have suits. That's the reason why the suits also have different forms, like the Ace of Spades, and the King of Spades, and the Jack of Diamonds. And
next.
The...
I mean, he's not awful.
Yeah, he's not
he's
awful,
not,
but he's
not
great.
Yeah. Next.
So far, homeboy here has like a...
Whoa.
Oh, wow. Okay, your weapon may have just given you a little bit of some points.
Unless I ruin it by if he puts that end in some bubbles, he can blow bubbles. He has a bubble wand.
Yeah.
This man's got a bubble wand.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the specific type of pole arm it is. Because basically he's got like a... that almost is more like a batleth on that one as well. Or not a batleth. Fuck, what am I trying to think of? The one that's got the it's got the hook blade on the front, and then it's got an actual like weighted club end to it. Like, that's basically what he has right there.
I know what you're talking about. I can't think of the name of it.
Yeah.
Next. I will blow bubbles at you. I'm calling it the bubble wand. I don't care.
Fair enough.
Next.
Considering the fact that he kind of looks like a bumblebee, we can make him the bubble bee.
Next. Toy don't look too bad.
Bumblebee.
I'm noticing that the Riders figures get a lot more detail. We don't see a lot of the toys in the Riders that are like, fuck you. That sucks.
Yeah.
There are some that were bad.
There are some, but mostly they're good.
Yeah.
Alright. That's it for Ace form for
I'll give it a 3.8.
He's a 3 to me. He's just average.
I'll go 3.3.
I mean, if anything, technically he should have been a 2.9, but I'm giving him a little bit of some benefit of the doubt there. 3.3, a bunch of sixes and a 7, so a 3.37.
Okay. Now for the Jack form. One pitcher.
This better be good for you.
And it's an action figure, so.
Oh, the weapon. He's got his Gundam hammer and his bubble wand.
Too bad it's just a figure.
Yeah, I know.
If we were rating it, he'd get a 3.5.
I probably would have given it a 4.
No, I'm with Shane. I would have bumped his ass up to like a 3.5 or a 3.6. Almost at 37. That's not correct.
All right.
Now we got the now we got the collab picks.
Yep.
Yeah, we got four collab picks along with the verses. So let's go into the first team up pick.
That does look sweet, though.
That looks cool.
That's a real cool picture.
Yeah, we got them with the forms on.
Real cool. I like it. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, no. Never mind.
It's real.
Oh, I thought you. Yeah.
Do you need some assistance? No, I can't find my contact.
What are you doing? We're in the middle of a battle. Hey, sometimes you got to take a shit in the woods, guy. Now go bring me toilet paper.
The suit has built-in toilet.
And tell the bubble guy he needs to get over here quick so I can wash my hands when I'm done.
Next.
Oh, that's cool.
Here's the A's.
Yep.
I like it.
Yeah, we got the crossbow, we got the
fuck you spear.
Yeah, the fuck you spear, the sword thing. Next. Oh, the figures. The figure only.
Dude, that looks pretty cool. That looks neat. I like it is neat. None of these guys were bad. None of them were bad. They were either average or, you know, higher.
Except for that one guy. You know the guy.
That one guy.
So next up is the verses. Ready for the verses?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Blade
Rider.
Abba Ranger. Okay.
Oh.
Blade versus Abba Ranger.
I already told you, Rider.
Rider.
Yeah, I had to agree, Rider. So Rider wins this round.
Sorry, Tommy.
Tommy Oliver may get your nostalgia boner going, but that team compared to that team, uh-uh.
Well, we're talking about Abba Ranger, not Dino Thunder, so.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Costumes are still the same, though.
Mm-hmm.
Next. SPD.
Ooh, fuck.
Rider.
I'm going to have to go Sentai on this one. Like, the Rider team looks like they could kick the ever-living shit out of the Sentai team, like, hands down. But when it comes right down to it, the Sentai team looks more like a team, whereas the Rider team, it looks like it's a bunch of dudes who just so happen to be Kamen Riders kind of met up, and they're like, hey, I'm fighting these guys. No, I was fighting these guys. No, I was fighting these guys. Hey, why don't we just fight these guys together? Shut up, woman! We're fighting about fighting!
I wouldn't mind seeing if they actually had a special where these two teams faced off.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Interesting if they throw them together.
Well, Scotty, you're the tiebreaker.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem. I'm like...
Now you have to sit here. There's pizza done. And everybody can have some, except for me. I can have crust.
I'm going to go with Ryder.
All right.
Going to go with Ryder.
Ryder
so.
wins both of them.
Yeah. So that's it for Blade. So, and we're just about set on the time, so.
Cool.
Excellent.
Which, this is probably going to be one of our lowest rated episodes, because I've been sitting here eating into the mic the entire time, because I'm starving and I'm on an all-liquid diet, because I've been sick. So this is the only actual food I can eat is goddamn Cheez-Its and vanilla wafers and pretzels.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.